Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Boy, do we have a progressive woman gone wild at 145 today. Another nurse, I think in Pennsylvania, wishing another stroke, only worse, on John Fetterman. Fetterman, yesterday, his vote, because Rand Paul voted the other way, was enough to get Mark Wayne Mullen to get now a full vote in the Senate to head up Homeland Security. But, you know, doesn't this say something about what's wrong in Washington? They did the committee vote yesterday, right? We don't have a head of Homeland Security at this point because Kristi Noem and her screw up and the whole thing, right? We are at war. Couldn't you do it today? Couldn't you have the full vote of the Senate today? Oh, we're busy. It's a lie. They don't work hard enough with this on the important things. Mark Wayne Mullen should get that vote today, up or down. If he's out, then Trump's got to move on and put in a new person. And by the way, the airport today, I didn't see Philadelphia in this, but Atlanta and several others, LaGuardia, it is staggering, the lines. They are worse of what's happening. And I know on Twitter, because I noticed some of the most filthy Democrats going after me, because I said this is exactly what Democrats want, this misery they're inflicting on people in the hope that they'll blame Trump somehow or another. It is just outrageous to see people there at 3 o'clock in the morning missing a 6 o'clock flight, 6 a.m. flight. What time do you have to get there? Do you have to camp out a day in advance to be in line? All right. Wanted to talk about a practical application of this. And you can tell me if I'm off on this. Now, it's a Democrat, and I have to get her on so that you can hear this. Lisa Buscola in Pennsylvania, state senator, her district is in our area. She wants to go on hiatus, Pennsylvania's 57.6 per gallon state in levy. It's only the fourth highest in the nation. I thought it was second there at one point. You know, this was due to rhinos like Tom Corbett. Remember that? Remember that when they all conspired to jump the gas tax? So she proposed that we have a hiatus on this, take away that tax to give people some relief because of the staggering gas prices, which wherever we are in Philadelphia, it's estimated great numbers of gas stations are already at $4. This could go to $5. God knows after that, we're in uncharted territory. So she was challenged by the longtime House Republican, Kerry Benninghoff of Center County. He says this is just a political gesture. It would only hurt efforts to keep roads in good repair. Now, think about it. You know these clowns in Harrisburg, right, and Philadelphia, PennDOT and Philadelphia streets. Look at the potholes out there. And this guy actually said, you know, it's pothole season. Hey, genius, it's been pothole season for a week or two now. When are you going to fix them? He's arguing if you take away the Pennsylvania gas tax and the hiatus to give people a break, then the roads are not going to get fixed. Oh, my God. That money, and this is what it would expose. Did you know that our gas tax money doesn't just fund that? It funds various SEPTA operations, and it funds local governments and the state police. Shouldn't that money come from another source? In other words, if we're paying all that, should the roads not be fixed? And this guy's a Republican. Here's the deal, the way I see it, if you're a Republican. YouTube.com/1210. My uniform says, I am not going to tax you, and I'm going to try to get rid of every tax that's humanly possible out there. Even if every day I only clip it by a minuscule amount, I'm going to take that money away from progressives. I'm going to stop it. That's my mission in life, to take away every tax for however long I can in any way. Trump tax on, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. What would happen if this woman got her way and Republicans are the ones that are blocking it? Lift that for now. People might start to say, whoa, where does that money really go? Why is it so high? In other words, they take it, they steal it from you at the pump. Once they put it on there, you don't notice. You think, oh, that's due to Trump. You think, well, that's the big oil doing it. No. Pennsylvania, what I'd say, is it 57 cents per gallon? Take that away and say you're getting 10, 12, whatever number of gallons. Say it's a trucking, whatever. It adds up. How in the world can a Republican be the one against this? Ah, just a political stunt. We can't let the Democrats gain on that. Shut up. Take the tax away. Open up the conversation. Let people know what this is. It would put it front page. I'm sure the Inquirer would do a 10-part series. Oh, the potholes wouldn't get fixed. They don't fix them anyhow. They're lazy. They can't drive their workforce to fix them. I don't even know if they use the right materials. And this happens again and again and again. You know it, and I know it. That's the one thing we want them to do. Fix the potholes. This guy doesn't get it. You're a Republican. In any way, shape, or form that you can fight even a penny here and there, it would be worth it sending you to Harrisburg. Instead, you look at this and think, oh, a Democrat proposed it. We can't be on board with it. How weak is that, that a Democrat is proposing this? This would get the ball rolling on this whole deal that Corbett and a bunch of Republicans gave us. I didn't know it was fourth in the country. At one point, it was second in the country. I think Hawaii's, you know, ultimate progressive state is number one. Why not get rid of this right here and right now? 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Doesn't that make sense? Every day, in any way that we can, get rid of whatever tax we can, even if we can't completely get rid. I'll give you a case in point. The Trump administration has transferred the student loan debt issue now, or they're in the process of doing it, to the Treasury Department. Now, what will that do? Well, the Treasury Department is a better agency to collect that money that's owed to us. And a lot of it is for people going to graduate school or something like that, not even undergrad. I know you're thinking, why can't they just get rid of the debt? Because they can't, because of whatever the bottleneck has been placed in there, you can't get rid of it that way. You have to starve it. And one of the biggest things is to put it into the hands of a collection agency, the Treasury Department. I know this is long rankled people. Why should this be something, money borrowed, that you don't have to pay back? Well, people have gotten away with it forever, one way or another. Now with the Treasury Department in charge, maybe that's not going to happen. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. Is this a good idea? And it's a Democrat. Republican opposed. Oh, the roads. We want to have enough for a repair. How much money do you have to give them to fix potholes? Is that the reason why potholes don't get fixed? They don't have enough money? No, that's not the case at all. And it's such a visible thing publicly. If you do the small things, fix the roads. That's what people want. That's the function of government. We can't fix the roads. All right, let me go to 855-839-1210. Hit us with someone you would not want to joust with physically or mentally in honor of the great Chuck Norris, who passed away this morning. We got word of that. In other words, all-time tough person, either physically or if it's, a question of wits. Do you guys have one? Sean, did you have one? And then Kirk will get you. Yeah, who's yours?
Yeah, so my first one is I actually have like a wrestler, a WWE wrestler.
Okay.
And one of my guys is The Undertaker, somebody that I just always seen growing up. I was scared to either stand up and fight him and everything. And then my second guy is a UFC fighter. He just retired, John Jones. And he's another guy that I don't want to step in the ring and even want to fight him for like 10 seconds.
Okay, how about yours, Kirk?
So I mentioned it during our top five.
Yes.
Mr. T is one as far as...
in the ring, yeah. In the, Rocky 3.
Exactly right. But also the other, I had another one as well, my mom. I don't want to tangle with my mom.
Okay.
I'm in my 50s, and I don't want to tangle with her ever.
All right, hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. We'll have the winner today. And I don't see the prize here. You guys are going to have to ask that I know this.
Okay.
Usually it's a $50 gift card. I'm not sure what we have at the end of the day, but we will have it. You'll if you win today, your name's pulled out of the hat, you'll be the winner. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. By the way, little note, I forgot to mention this. Pittsburgh schools going on remote for the NFL draft. It's not just for one day. It's the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Now, if I'm in the education department, well, it's Josh Shapiro, but if I were in charge, I would say, you can do that. But you're not going to get credit for 180 days. Those 3 days don't count. Just think of how corrupt these schools are. The laziness. They're going to get out of something. So they're going to use the excuse of the draft being in charge to make their kids safe and to learn. They're going to use remote learning. Now, haven't we established, what do we have to do in America? Does it have to be an executive order to establish that remote learning does not work? It does not work. Not even a little bit, given the system. Doesn't even come close. Now, if we had another emergency, but what would that be? Haven't we proven this shouldn't be have been done during COVID? What would it be that we would use this for? So what do these corrupt schools do in their laziness, their nonsense, their union power? They shut down schools for 3 days, but they want to get the check mark that they were in school. I just would love to have a tape of what goes on for 3 days in Pittsburgh. Can you imagine? We've been through COVID. They got away with it. No reckoning on that. So they're going to continue to do. They found something new they can do to suck up public money and not do their job. 3 days. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington to start off on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Dom. Happy spring.
Well, thank you, Jerry. That's right. Yes.
Listen, I got my guy beats Mike Tyson. Okay. He's Mike Tyson. You know, he beats you and he takes a little nip out of your ear.
Yes.
My guy Hannibal Lecter, if he mentally beats you, he eats your liver with fava beans and a nice Chianti. I don't want no part of Hannibal Lecter.
Thank you, Jerry. All right, let's start. It could be real or fictional. Particularly, hit us with maybe somebody who would take a bite out of you mentally, meaning battle of wits somehow or another, in honor of Chuck Norris, who was reputed to be, you know, the roughest guy. That was the meme on Twitter. And he did, in a film thing, duke it out with Bruce Lee. I'm betting on Bruce Lee on that. Come on. Am I betting too much into the legend? I don't think so. I can't see Chuck Norris against Bruce Lee. He passed away in Hawaii, though, overnight at the age of 86. So did Mean Joe Green at the age of 80. All-time NFL top 100 player, without a doubt. All right, it's 855-839-1210, though. That's how you get in. Now, I mentioned this early on, and I'm going to ask Jeff Andrew about this. He's here at 2 o'clock today, and what's happening with TSA, et cetera. But I often talk about how the midterms, Republicans need something to light a fire, and I don't see it. But here's something you're not hearing that's positive. Why, if Republicans get it together, the midterms could be very doable, maybe even favored, if we can drive out our voters. Guy writing in the Washington Post today says that the president's job approval, whomever the president is, it doesn't matter, that does have a good indicator of what's going to happen in the midterms. In other words, rather than any other marker, that's something to take a look at. And then he says, but there's something hidden here. Trump is with a 43.4% job approval as of Tuesday. Okay? He might even be a little bit lower with a couple of polls. Not good. That would indicate you're probably going to lose. But the exit polling also shows that a thing that lines up here big time is the job approval of registered and likely voters. After all, they're the people that are actually going to vote. Now, the author of this piece in the Washington Post today says, you know what? Usually those things line up pretty closely. In other words, when you get the job approval, you're pretty much not too far off with the registered and likely voters. But he makes mention of the fact there is a pretty significant difference this time around of the registered and likely voters versus just people in general. It's better for a Republican. It's better for Trump, meaning the registered slash likely voters in the midterms give Trump better job approval numbers than just when you take the whole general population. So what does that indicate to him? Well, it indicates to him this is a hidden reason Republicans could outperform the midterm expectations. This is a pretty good barometer. I'm going to talk about this a lot. It should give hope. But hope is not a strategy. It gives you hope. We're in the game. But what is it we have to drive our people out? We know what's going to drive their people out. At 1:45, I'll play you the latest demented nurse wishing that Fetterman gets a worse stroke this time around because he voted yesterday with the Republicans to move Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination forward for Homeland Security. You know, they're deranged. True. But they are going to show up and vote. Trump's got to do more with Trump voters. And, you know, the focus taking all the oxygen out of the room right now is the war. Sooner rather than later, we got to get back on the midterms. But the hopeful sign is that among registered and likely voters, Trump's job approval is a good bit better than it is with just taking all of Americans in a poll. And his point is that's good for Republicans. That indicates you're in the game. It's not going to be a blowout. I think it makes a lot of sense. But still, the bottom line is, who is it that turns out? Do they turn out? Yes or no? What is the driving force? And if we don't have turnout, well, then you're going to lose. All right, let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jesse, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you today?
Good.
The guy I'm thinking about, there are tough guys, and then there are terrifying guys.
Okay.
This guy was terrifying. His name is Alexander Karelin. He was an Olympic wrestler, Greco-Roman style. One writer said he didn't dominate Greco-Roman wrestling for 13 years. He terrified it. He won 3 Olympic gold medals. He was undefeated for 13 years. His one loss record was 887 wins. And 2 defeats, okay?
I might want the guys that defeated him.
Yeah, I think he lost his first match and then another
match.
The guy was ungodly strong. He was 6'4", 280. Not the biggest guy in the super heavyweight division, but incredibly strong. He used to run through the taiga forest in Siberia carrying a log across his shoulders. And one other wrestler saw him do 50 chin-ups in 60 seconds. And that's a lot for a guy, 280, to even do two or three chin-ups.
That's
a lot of weight.
That is a lot. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he was – other wrestlers, when they got into tournaments with him, they were satisfied for third place because they didn't want to reach the finals, because if they did, he would be there. He was just – and mentally, he could speak about three languages. And he was into classical poetry and music. I mean, he was an all-around guy, but they call him the experiment. He just was terrifying beyond belief. One of the most dominating, if you call him, martial artists of all time.
All right, thank you, Jesse. Great call on that. All right, we'll put him down. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody terrifying. Either you wouldn't want to face him battle of wits or physically. Chuck Norris had both going on. The all-time action star, one of the all-time, even though I can't see him beating Bruce Lee. I'm just not seeing that. I'm watching footage of it all day here. All right, 855-839-1210. So that's a good news front. There's an angle you're not hearing enough. President's job approval, significantly better among those that are likely voters, registered likely voters. So there's a shot for Republicans. Democrats have two powerful things. They got a word, affordability, that's going to be out there all over the place. It's not something esoteric. It's everyday life. And they have hatred, unbridled hatred, to get out there and do damage. That's what we face. That's what we're going to have to deal with. Okay, you get on board, though. Get your name into the hat today. We will have a great prize ultimately when we get the winner of the entire week. Might have one more cut of Megyn Kelly and Joe Kent coming up. We had a great caller today saying, well, doesn't there have to be a lane for this anti-Israel stuff? Well, this is a heck of a lane. And this guy is doing a complete disservice during war. Is he helping us to, quote, in quotes, win and get out of there? No, I would say he's not. He thinks by blaming Israel, the pressure of the American public will be such that Trump will have to get out. Is that going to be a win? And we're still back to what constitutes a win. And I don't care what Republican it is. When a Republican is not going to take the opportunity to get rid of any tax at any time, he's not a Republican. That's the motto. We are overtaxed. We're overregulated. Let's start with taxes. In any way, shape, or form that we can lessen your tax burden by a minuscule amount, we're going to start there and we're going to fight even harder every day. They're fighting every day to put more and more taxation, more and more burden on you. That's what they live for. They are vampires. Every Democrat up and down the line, they want to tax us. They want more of your money for their causes. And for their illegals that are here, you'll stand in line at the airport. And what are they fighting for? That illegals not get caught by ICE. That's what this comes down to. That's what the stakes are. If we can't win putting those photos up at the airports, ads saying, why am I here at 3 a.m. and I can't get on a plane by 6? Because of miserable Democrats fighting for illegals, sir, madam. 855-839-1210.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, all-time person you wouldn't want to mess with, either physically or war of wits, coming off the death of Chuck Norris. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. We have one more cut here with Dom of Megyn Kelly and Joe Kent. And Megyn Kelly, to summarize everything, essentially, they arrive at this after all the conspiracy mongering. Trump was misled. See, they don't want to frontally assault, apparently, Trump on this. They realize people would really get upset. Now, they are undermining him in the war effort. But Trump was misled. Well, who is it that misled him? Oh, a lot of people misled him. So Trump's not capable. The sharpest guy at sniffing stuff out. Trump was misled into doing this. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, Trump, in the way that I see it, did what other presidents should have done. 47 years of this. It's consistent with what Trump does, not following the, quote, norms of these other presidents who didn't stop Iran. Trump finally did. That's the way I see it. Megyn Kelly and apparently Joe Kent, they think, no, Trump was misled into this. You know, at that point, oh, he was misled. All conspiracy. All right, here's the exchange, the last one today. Megyn Kelly and Joe Kent.
And if the president tells him not to make it happen, and so we'll see just how mad the president may be that you've been outspoken. You're not criticizing him personally. You're not criticizing his general policies. It's the war in Iran that you're criticizing and suggesting the president was misled in the reasoning for doing it, in the alleged justification. But before international.
All right. So that is the money there. He was misled. You know what that points toward. This is where we're going to go with this stuff. Is this helping us in a difficult situation? Let's go to Jerry and Elmer on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry. Good afternoon.
Hey. Good. Merry spring. Happy spring.
Thank you, Jerry. Very much.
I'm going to nominate Dom Giordano as the toughest guy in America if you can land this punch. Right now, the Republicans seem to be helpless as far as getting anything, getting any traction,
mm-hmm.
And fighting them. Well, you know what? I have a phrase, Dom, and if you use it today when you interview the representative, and it lands and it goes to Washington and it goes around the country, then you are the toughest guy. And that term is the Schumer Shuffle. Every person in an airport line should be mad at the liberals, but the Republicans are not landing a glove on them. The Schumer Shuffle. It has consonants. It's stupid, like a middle school taunt. But
I like it. But I can see us holding our bags, and you know, when you hold your bags, you don't walk forward. You shuffle your feet a couple feet yes. forward. That's it.
Exactly. Hey, if you now you're gonna talk to the representative at 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I'm going to tell Van Drew that. I'm moving that to the top of my things. Hey, Jeff, we got something for you. One of your constituents, the Schumer yes. Shuffle. That's what's going on in the airport.
Hey, Dom, you can take credit for it. I don't care. I just want it out there. And if you get this, you are the toughest guy in America, because the Republicans, they're just too square. They can't fight back. Donald Trump can. But the rest of them, how can the Democrats get away with it?
That's what we always ask.
Yeah, they're getting paid, and they're having people not get paid, and somehow they're not getting the blame. So let's land that glove, Dom. Land that punch. You're the toughest guy in America.
Thank you, Jerry, wrapping together everything perfect. Here's the script for Jeff. I am going to ask him.
And I'm using that for the show title for second hour of the podcast.
Yeah, we got that. I'm writing it down myself. Yep. That's a good one, because when you have all those bags and you're moving forward in line, particularly if you're by yourself and you have one bag underneath your two, you know, then you're shuffling
you
forward.
You are right. You're not wrong.
Walking.
I experienced that myself numerous times.
You know, you got stuff underneath, and it's not just standing there. You're moving forward inch by inch. You got to move all that stuff constantly.
Yep.
Or even if you're pulling it a little bit. It's kind of the Schumer Shuffle.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. We're going to Jeff and Drew, be ready. Take that one, buddy. Run it. I want to read this into the record. This is the Schumer Shuffle. All right. We love it. That's what, you know, that Jerry's call and Lance's call this week, going over to that Sunoco station and confronting them about raising the gas price overnight by like 42 cents or something. That's what talk radio is all about to me. It's absolutely the interaction. It's the connection with people. It's mulligans. Mm-hmm. It's those type of things. Mm-hmm. It's not just the politics of it, although, and many times, think about it. You're not hearing that in Democrat circles. Republicans are often the target because, to his point, why were they not out there this week? I didn't see them in Atlanta either. Going up to people, coffee, donuts, we're with you. We don't want to cause this. We don't want you to have this misery in these lines. They're doing it. Here's why they're doing it. ICE already has the money. No, ICE is going to continue to wear the mask. You know what the Democrats are offering? They're saying, well, let's up the penalties if you dox ICE. That way we can get rid of the mask. Can you imagine these maniacs? A, they'll never get caught. B, if they do to get caught, you'll have an Obama judge. Let them go. Or a Krasner. You take away the mask and their lives of their wife and kids, etc., is going to be miserable. That's what they're living for here. No, we're not going to do that, no matter what they do. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And this Republican, Benninghoff, I'm much more with the Democrat, Boscoli, who wants to get rid of the state tax during this period of time by 58 cents when you pump your gas. How could a Republican be against odds, a political thing? We won't be able to fix the roads then. You got to be kidding me. Now, the dirty little secret is we should not be paying to fund the state police through the gas tax. Did you know that? That's a massive amount of funding. It should have to be out of some other cycle. Well, then we'll have to raise tax. No, cut something else. Cut all the money you're giving illegals. Cut all the welfare. Cut all the over Medicaid stuff. Pay the state police. Get rid of those. You can do it. You don't want to do it. And Republicans don't fight hard enough on this. Fight hard. This guy doesn't even realize his uniform says no taxes. She's offering a no tax thing. He's rejecting it. How do we get people like this in the Republican Party? Well, they're Republican in name only. They're not really, but it's convenient where they are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when it comes to crunch time, they're not going to fight for it. Democrats often do. They're consistent in this. And that's why they're so crazy to go after Fetterman. Coming up, another nurse, Dom's Progressive Women Gone Wild, wishing that Fetterman not only has another stroke, that it's worse and it's sooner rather than later. You know what? The medical ethical people have to drum these people out of the ranks. They get a hearing and all, but unless they apologize and we believe it, they can't be in the medical profession treating people, going on the internet, taking the time to craft something to wish people dead like Fetterman. And by the way, Rand Paul voted against Mark Wayne Mullen. He wouldn't have moved through the committee, but Fetterman put him over the top. And think about it. We're at war. We have terrorists all over the place, and we don't have a head of Homeland Security. Why are they not voting today? Why are they not voting right now? Why are they not voting over the weekend? Oh, my God. What kind of job do you think this is? If you can't work on the weekends, if you can't eat lunch at your desk and vote, take one quick bathroom and be back, then you shouldn't be a senator. You shouldn't be a congressman. Don't sign up for it. It's that type of job. 855-839-1210. Jump on board.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Could this year get any f***ing worse?
Dom Giordano presents... Progressive Women.
Your words are garbage, and you're a bad person at this point.
Gone Wild.
Exactly. All right, Sean at the controls today. So here's Exhibit A. This is Progressive Woman Becky. It's always a Becky. And she's another nurse. What is it with the nursing profession, Becky? And she's gone after on Twitter... YouTube.com/1210. This is a Bravo. What did we have? Stacy this week, the nurse in the Philadelphia area. I think she's in Pennsylvania. She's gone after John Fetterman, who, as you know, had a stroke, could have died. And Becky, old Becky, wants to make sure John this time does die. Here's Becky.
This message is for John Fetterman and John Fetterman only. Everybody else can just move on. Hey, Senator John Fetterman, have another one. Have another one soon. A worse one. Please.
All right, let's play that one more time in a second. Let's let it simmer for a moment. She's another nurse. And we all ask this, and I think it's because there's not a crackdown on this. She is unqualified to be caring for people, in my view. Now, it would take a hearing. She has a right, the whole thing and all. How do these women, nurses, teachers, and all of that like, and sometimes men, have this just unbelievable, incredible viciousness about them? Listen to, and her name is Becky.
This message is for John Fetterman and John Fetterman only. Everybody else can just move on. Hey, Senator John Fetterman, have another one. Have another one soon. A worse one. Please.
Might be one of the most vicious of all. Now, I just want to underline again one thing with this. This tells you, going into the midterms, what they're about. Their base of vicious nurses, etc., and these people in the Philadelphia suburbs, the indivisibles of the world, they're a mob. No Kings is coming up again. They're going to turn out. I gave you the silver lining today that the president's polling, when it comes to job approval of likely registered voters, is better by a good bit than it is with just in general. That's a barometer of the midterms. Doesn't mean we're going to win. It means we have a fighting chance. But what is our call to arms that's going to counter this unbridled hatred, viciousness that's there? Well, that's up to the president. That's up to Mike Johnson. Oh, man, it's up to the president to turn people out. All right. I wrote down what Jerry of Elmer said. I'm going to ask that. Jeff Andrew, we're great patriot. We're friends. When you go back to Washington this week or throw it into the Senate, how about calling what's happening in the airports the Schumer shuffle? Beautifully played. Schumer's identified by most people. And that's what you do. You have to shuffle on down to the TSA. It's that bad. And today in Atlanta, it was beyond historic. Philadelphia, I didn't see any coverage today. I'm not sure. But people got there at 3 a.m. for a 6 a.m. flight and couldn't get on. Thousands and thousands and thousands. The Republicans have to do a better job of both tagging Democrats in this and being out there and offering comfort and saying, hey, we're with you. They're doing this so they can keep more illegals. There was a vote this week, Leslie Fishapine on Twitter. Put it up, among other things. They voted, if you're here illegally and you attack not just any dog, not just any animal, but a service animal, that you be deported immediately on that basis. They voted against that. Madeline Dean. If we can't beat people that are putting illegal immigrants over our pets, our service dogs, then what kind of country is this? We're not working it right. Republicans at this point. I think Jeff Andrew is. He is next. All right. Get in on the side question too. 855-839-1210. $50 gift card to Metro Diner, metrodiner.com. At the end of the week here, at the top of the bottom of the next hour, we'll have that for the winner of the week. All straight ahead in Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.